Hello. I believe I have an appointment with the headmistress.
Miss Robertson has been waiting for you, in fact, Mrs. Lemon. Come right in. You're actually 5 minutes late.
Mom, I'm afraid.
Nothing to be afraid of now, Billy, if you've been telling the truth.
Well, well, Mrs. Lemon. And, Billy?
Miss Robertson, really, I can explain.
Have a seat, you rapscallion, you. Mrs. Lemon, you are aware why I have called you into my office?
Well, my Billy is a good boy. He's never given anyone a problem until now, has he?
It's simply that he just hasn't been caught yet. Do you know what your son did, Mrs. Lemon?
I'm innocent, I tell you. I was framed, honest.
Really? Is that so? Well, we have here with us Mrs. Arliss, who works so hard to prepare and serve the children delicious food for lunch each afternoon.
You know how hard I slave to cook for you kids. Waves of blazing heat coming from the oven just to blast in my poor old weathered face. My fingertips are burning through them oven mitts as I bring out a tray of my special family recipe brownies. And you... You!
Billy, what did you do?
I just had this packet of red hot pepper powder. And I tripped and fell. It fell. Well, I got it all over the brownie mix.
And pray tell me, what business did you have being back there in the cafeteria kitchen when you tripped?
From this point on, all further questions will be answered by my attorney.
Ahem. My client here at this time has decided to assert his Fifth Amendment privileges.
I plead the sixth.
The fifth, Billy. You're pleading the fifth here.
I plead the fifth. The sixth. Everything up to 100, if that helps.